Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, yo, yiggity, yo, yiggity, yo. Welcome back to the Beast Podcast. It is your host, Deshaun Beasley. Had to roll the windows up in the whip because the wind. Deshaun Beasley on IG. Go ahead and give me a follow at @coach_beast. Give the Beast Podcast a follow at Beast Podcast. On today's show, I forgot what I was going to talk about. I had it and I lost it. See if it comes back. I guess go ahead and listen to this ad right here. Oh, I remembered it. I got it. On today's show, we're going to talk about motivation and why you should always fill yourself up with motivation, inspiration, so you can keep that motivation tank full. I'll get more into that. Three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning. I'm grateful that I woke up rested. I felt great this morning. And I'm grateful for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, ? I'm just kidding. But anywho, but no, really am grateful for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But we're talking about motivation. Zig Ziglar, I was listening to one of his audio programs, and you know, it was a live seminar that I was listening to, and he was asking the audience, like, you know, who in here, when they're low on gas, waits till their car gets on empty before they decide to go get some gas? And of course, nobody raised their hand. He said, who in here waits until, you know, it gets to a quarter tank and then maybe goes and fills it up? Okay. And then he said, that's very similar to motivation. Why is it that a lot of us wait until our motivation gets very low to almost empty, where it's depleted, before we decide to fill up by, you know, listening to a motivational program, listening to a personal development program? Like, why not keep that tank at least halfway full, consistently filling yourself up with that motivation? And that's what I wanted to shed some light on today, because I feel like it's often that, you know, we don't fill ourselves up with that motivation until we get to the point of almost burnout, before we get to the point of, you know, losing sight of our purpose, before we get to the point, like, we wait until we get all the way depleted of energy, of motivation to do the things that we want to do, we're called to do. Like, why not continue to fill yourself up with that inspiration? Like, it's almost like, you know, for me, right, what inspires me, what gives me that motivation is meditation, audio programs, and reading my Bible. Like, when I'm doing those three things, I feel grounded, like, I'm good, my motivation tank is full, like, you know what I mean? I'm motivated to go out and do the things that I need to do and serve the people I'm called to serve. But it's when I'm not doing one or two or all of the three things that I feel disconnected from my purpose, that I feel demotivated, that I feel like I need a little pick-me-up. Like, and that's okay to need a pick-me-up, that's why we have friends and family and accountability, you know, partners, people who we can lean on and keep us going in the right path. But we should strive to not let our tank get empty, because it gets to a point, especially like, if you know, when you talk about that circle of influence group, if you're relying consistently on that circle of influence in order to fill your motivational tank up, to get you pumped and motivated, but you're not doing anything to fill up theirs, I mean, it's hard to fill up somebody else's motivational tank if you're always needing the motivation, right? Then it becomes more of like a leech, meaning like you're always sucking the energy out of, or sucking the motivation, sucking the inspiration out of everybody. Now, it's a different story if you're using their inspiration to inspire others. Now, then it becomes a consistent flow. But when we hoard that energy, when we hoard that inspiration and don't continue to inspire and motivate others, that's when it becomes a problem. And then that's when we get most disconnected from our purpose and what it is we want to do. But yeah, so I feel like we should always consistently motivate us, inspire ourselves, and do things that are going to motivate us and inspire us. Like I said, I shared the three things that I do as far as listening to motivational programs like Zig Ziglar. I love Eric Thomas in the mornings because he's always on 120. Bob Proctor, reading the Bible from beginning to end. Right now I'm in the book of Jacob. The Bible is an interesting book. And like I said, the third one, meditating. I make time to meditate daily. Actually, what I'm going to do right now after I record this podcast, before I plan my week. So thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Share this with a friend, family member, or anybody who can get value from it. And we'll see you next time. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.